VOA News. The Trump administration has given an ultimatum to Turkey over an American evangelical Christian pastor it has held for more than a year on terror and espionage charges. Associated Press Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Andrew Brunson's case has strained relations between the two NATO allies, and Vice President Mike Pence issued a warning today during a religious freedom summit.
If Turkey does not take immediate action to free this innocent man of faith and send him home to America, the United States will impose significant sanctions.
President Trump later tweeted he will impose large sanctions if Brunson's not freed. Turkey's president has in the past linked Brunson's release to the U.S. extraditing a Pennsylvania cleric whom he holds responsible for a failed military coup 2 years ago. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Brunson was released from prison Wednesday and placed under house arrest while his trial continues. Vice President Pence said he spoke with Brunson on Wednesday. The death toll from coordinated attacks by Islamic State fighters on a usually peaceful southern city in Syria and its surrounding countryside has climbed to 216. Mass funerals were held in the city of Sweida on Thursday, a day after the wave of attacks that began in the early hours of the morning and lasted 4 hours. It's the worst violence to hit the area since the country's conflict began. Troops searched for survivors of a dam collapse in the remote southern tip of Laos on Thursday. State media reports that at least 26 people died, more than 130 remain missing. An official of the South Korean-owned company that was building the dam says fractures were found in it on Sunday, and the company had ordered people in 12 villages downstream to leave. This is VOA News. Official